On Monday, Governor Deal reported having nearly $4 million on hand for his reelection campaign. Since the legislative session ended, Deal has raised more than $84,000. Jen Taliber is a spokesperson for Governor Deal's campaign.
We have a very strong momentum, and I think that, you know, the fact that all of that fundraising money came from within the state, the fact that we have grassroots networks in all 159 counties shows where this momentum is going. The people are excited.
In the meantime, Republican primary opponent, former Dalton Mayor David Pennington, raised more than $67,000. State school superintendent and GOP gubernatorial candidate John Barge came in last, receiving less than $18,000. The fact that Deal currently has the most cash doesn't surprise Georgia State University political science professor Steve Anthony.
It's going pretty close to form. The incumbent has by far the most.
Anthony says Deal is and will likely remain the front runner in the GOP primary. Meanwhile, the sole Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Jason Carter, raised more than all of the Republicans in the race during the most recent reporting period. Carter received $414,000 in donations.
We have a giant amount of enthusiasm from all over the state, and we've been really excited about the way things are headed right now. I think everybody understands that, and you can tell that the governor thinks it's a real race because he's changing his positions left and right.
University of Georgia political science professor Charles Bullock says that the infusion of cash will help Carter reach more voters.
It makes a difference in that having raised $400,000+, having more than $1.5 million on hand, he will be able to buy television time.
Still, Bullock says even if Carter raises a significant amount of money, he believes Deal would still have the edge if he beats out his primary opponents. Carter's campaign currently has less than Deal's, with just over $1.6 million on hand. Michelle Wirth, WAUBE News.